It's 28 past six on Breakfast. Warwick Hadfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. And I'm here to tell you this morning that Casey Stoner, this wonderful young Australian, he's won the Spanish MotoGP in Jerez overnight. He started the race at number five on the grid after some trouble in trials. But after a couple of laps, he had the lead, one onto which he was able to hold until the finish, despite a strong challenge from the local lad, Jorge Lorenzo. And Stoner, the defending champion from 2011, is now 4 points behind Lorenzo in this year's Riders' Championship, 45 against 41. In Australian football, a lot of important numbers there at York Park, where Sydney came from behind to beat Hawthorn by 37 points. It was a fitting margin, given the bloke wearing number 37, arguably the greatest swan of them all, Adam Goods, was playing a club record 304th game. Now, in the other AFL games yesterday, like Sydney, the West Coast remains undefeated after yet another flatter, only to deceive performance by Richmond. And in the derby in Adelaide, Brenton Sanderson continues to put a lot of pride back into the pride of South Australia, the mighty Adelaide Crows, who yesterday beat Port Adelaide by 19 points. Taylor Walker kicked 6 goals for the Crows. To the ladder after round 5, and after the West Coast and Sydney come Carlton, Adelaide, Essendon on 16 points, and then come St Kilda, North Melbourne and Geelong. In rugby league, the Sheen very quickly went off West Tigers win over Parramatta yesterday. A very effy coach, Tim Sheen's describing his side's performance as rubbish. The Tigers had led 31-0 with 14 or so minutes to go, but only won by 1 point. And in the other game, born again Cronulla Sutherland, 6 wins in a row now, beat Canberra 44-22. And tonight the Newcastle Tinklers host Penrith, so the ladder tomorrow. And in rugby union, it's looking more and more like Tatar for the Tars after they lost to the Crusaders yesterday, 37-33. More sport, including the netball, later this morning. Fran?
Tatar, Warwick, thank you very much.